If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. On Monday and Wednesday of this week, Wink Martindale did 2 segments of Sinatra, the legend. Oh, this is Nancy with the laughing face. He tried to fool me.
With the laughing face.
Let's listen.
She takes the winter and makes it summer. But summer could take
some lessons from her. He recorded this. It's not about his
wife. Was it about his daughter,
His
Nancy?
Daughter when she was born.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's not about his wife, Nancy, but it was about his baby girl who has done this show, Nancy with the laughing face. Okay, thank you. You thought you had me on that one, didn't you? I was expecting, there's a song called Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and I thought that might be one he tries to trip me up with. Cher Lichman's in the house from
Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City.
I got to tell you, in the middle of the night, Sunny Cool Cat jumps on my bed. You know how my house is.
Oh, yeah.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and
my.
Turner Classic Movies or something's on. It wasn't. Might have been Fox, or it might have been where Andy Griffith, those things. But I swear, what's your commercial that's running right now?
I have two running right now. One is The Pilgrim. Hi there, pilgrims.
For Thanksgiving.
And for Thanksgiving.
Is there one
and
where
the other
you're all
one is
in
the
white?
Snow. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
I came to consciousness. I must have, because I thought, wait a minute, that was Cher. And it was, tell me about that.
Yeah,
one.
It's called The Snow Queen. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichman here, your Snow Queen, inviting back all of our winter visitors. And thanking our locals. So, yeah, the winter visitors, as you know, you've been around town.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. They're back with a vengeance.
And the Pilgrim one we've used for years.
Well, this is the second go round on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we wanted to run two so we, you know, just don't bore everybody all month with the
same.
They're
darling.
Yeah. So you'll see the Snow Queen more than you'll see the Pilgrim one.
It was in the middle of the night.
But
you loop them. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and they show day, night, you know. It's what's really fun, is interesting, and I did it like yesterday and the day before, is I woke up in the morning and flipped on the Today Show, and there was my, you know, I'm watching myself on TV. Now, that's really.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get
it's,
that same thing when
surreal.
I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon drive time.
And you hear your own voice.
You hear your own voice.
Right. It's kind of surreal.
We were someplace. You know, Rick, our engineer, Joey Pals, Rick Ferns is here with us, making us sound good.
Yes.
We were somewhere, I think it was you, and it wasn't me on the radio, but it sounded like me. Was that you in my car? And I said, my gosh, that sounds like me. Do you remember who it was? I can't either. Oh, well.
But I have people tell me all the time that they hear my voice on your show, and they recognize it as the same voice on TV, of course, you know.
I was at the after party. It was very nice. The VIP after party after Michael Childers' One Night Only last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting at a table with Marty Wiviot and Phyllis Eichelberger and... The man that we didn't know at our table said, are you Joey English? I recognize your voice. That's such a joy. Isn't that make you happy?
Sure.
That
absolutely.
Makes you happy.
Sure.
And the food was great. That made me happy.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
What we do it for. You know,
that's
I mean, it's
it.
Recognition. Like, just like you, you know, everybody comes, oh my God, I just love you. I love you. I love your commercials.
And you're a cult figure.
You know, well, everybody seems to just,
yes.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm like, I thank you so much. They're just so much fun. But the reason you do it is to get that kind of recognition,
yes.
Because then that sets a brand. You know, it's a branding.
Exactly.
And that's really why we do it. And because we want the business to come in the doors, right?
And the listeners to turn on the radio.
Absolutely.
Tell me what you're doing for the holiday season at Mike Thompson. Who was I in the car with? That was telling me about an Airstream. I'll think of it while you tell us what you're doing.
Well, what we're doing is we are preparing all of our lots are being prepared. I don't know if you've been by my lot
sure,
lately.
All
did
the
you
time.
Notice?
No.
Well, we asphalted the entire lot. I've mentioned
oh, no,
to you
I
the
couldn't
last
see
time.
That. I always
oh
look.
Yeah, because you went you go down
yes,
111. If you turn on Bankside,
uh-huh.
You know, or the other opposing street, you'll see our lot just looks completely different, and it looks ginormous. And I know it's not that much bigger, but it's a little bit bigger. But after we asphalted it, it just made all the difference. It leveled it up. It's all, you know, pretty level now,
mm-hmm.
And it just looks great. No more gravels to get on those stiletto pumps.
Yes.
Know?
I one time almost fell there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Now it's smooth, no potholes.
No potholes, and yeah, so it's really nice, and it's really making all the difference. And so we're just preparing for our winter visitors, you know, and so what that means to us is we pull out the big rigs. We pulled out the luxury diesel pushers and the big solitudes. Just this week of Longjoy, we delivered three 42-foot fifth wheels with each of them having five slide outs. So it's just like having a condo on wheels.
Surely.
And a lot of people come and they stay, you know, 4 or 5 months. And so they want something that's kind of like a little, it's like a little apartment, like a little condo. And it really is.
And, you know, like we were talking, Rick and I were speaking, they're having another hurricane in November in Florida. The weather is driving people to us.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's
came early this year.
Did they?
Typically, the snowbirds, we start seeing them about the middle of November.
Uh-huh.
And this year, we started seeing them about the middle of October.
Oh,
and
my
they're
stars.
Really starting to, yeah. So they're becoming more like they want to be here longer. And who wouldn't be? Our weather, it's just perfect. We
and
finally had a little
COVID
spritz
being
of rain.
Over
yeah.
And
all
people,
that's over.
They say, okay, I haven't got that much time left. I'm going to Palm Springs.
Absolutely. And not only just COVID, but, you know, the post-COVID days, that what a delight. But also just, you know, we're getting to that point. I don't want to admit it for you and me, but for the rest of the world, they're getting old.
Today's Friday, the 18th. And yesterday, I turned 77.
Congratulations.
Thursday,
oh,
November
7th.
It's all sevens.
Well,
November 17th, I was 77.
It. You've got a couple of years on me, but you know who's but who's counting? But at any rate, you know it's just and as you get to the end, I like to equate it to a roll of TP.
You know? It goes
they
faster.
Say, yeah,
yes, that's what they say.
The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes, and I'm starting to recognize that. But you know, you just come to, and all of us have had losses and so on. You come to that realization, you know, that the yardstick is just getting shorter, and you got to do it now. There's no tomorrow. You know, if there may be a tomorrow, but don't wait because there may not be. You know, and it just
tell
it,
me,
it just, it
is there
you.
An average age of someone who buys a motor coach?
Well, actually, if you just relate it just to motorhomes alone, it would be a higher number.
Oh.
And it's probably somewhere in the 50s. But that's because there's a lot of people in the 70s, you know, and even 80s that are still buying them that bring the average up. Because there's also a lot of young people. But if
really?
You bring in, if you bring in trailers, yeah, because they buy the Class Cs with the bunkhouses to take their kids. And there's a lot of that. But also there's a lot of people buying small, you know, trailers, small trailers, and then later their family's growing, they come and trade it in on a bigger, you know, motorhome like a Class C or Class A with bunk beds. And so that's what makes it so popular. And I would say the age ranges are just like the price ranges in motorhomes and in trailers. They go from like the, you know, early teens, we've been,
yes.
You know, 20s. I mean, we had a guy the other day, 22 years old. I could, oh my God. Have you ever sold something to somebody that was born in 2000?
Oh my
stars. He was born in the year 2000. I'm like, what? 2000?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Makes us feel old,
and
doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
but
that's
you know what
saying.
I noticed?
All the old signs are
on
there.
The internet. Oh, what do you mean we're almost out of time? We're very busy talking here.
That's right.
I love these. The millennials and younger people, the 22-year-olds,
oh, yeah.
They're crazy about these small houses.
Oh, yeah.
That's and a real fad now.
And the vans. See,
and the 600-square-foot house,
mini
which
houses.
Is the size
right.
of a garage.
Right.
So that's why.
But those same people are buying B vans.
That's right.
And they're buying the ones that have lithium batteries that they can go off the grid and not have to deal with society and not have to deal, you know, they go off, they go for 2 or 3 days. I mean, you know, millennials.
You know why?
Millennials and Gen
You're
Xers.
Right.
Millennials and Gen Xers, they're not like us. They don't have the same work ethic.
And they, don't
like
want
do,
things.
You know?
They don't want to
they're
collect.
They're not into collecting
That's
things.
Right.
They're into spending time with people, which is a
healthier.
Good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. And probably healthier, you know, if you want to look at it from that point of view. But for us, you know, you and I, 7 days a week, right? So.
But that we're good at it.
But business is good.
And
business
it makes me
good.
Happy. Doesn't it make you happy?
Yeah, every day I wake up and that's what sets my world
I
on fire.
I thought of what was, I had dinner with John Fritch, who owns Peaks at the top of the tram. We went to 849 and he picked me up and we were driving there. And maybe I heard you on the radio, who knows? And I said how much I wanted to get an Airstream. That's my dream. And he told me that his grandfather had one, the bullet, the silver bullet, not the new ones, the old-fashioned ones that we love. And he said he drove everywhere.
Oh,
he went
yeah.
to every park in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he wasn't an old man when he did this.
No, people do.
Yes.
And I'm saying the younger and younger generation now, the Gen Xers and the millennials, are all buying little trailers, and they'll graduate upward and onward and upward, and at some point in time, they'll be owning that nice big diesel pusher, you know, just like the winter visitors are right now. You know, that's what they're here for.
Tell everybody where here is.
Here is 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Cathedral City.
Phone number.
It is 760. Uh-oh, I'm about to give you my, I almost gave you my cell phone number.
I know you never dialed.
760-324-3615.
And you got to sign off like you always do.
Come on down and see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City, and let us show you the meaning of customer delight.
Bless your heart. Thanks so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
If
Thank
you're
you
near
me.
Your phones, Joey Pals, I've got presents for you.